Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so like I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This is actually me last night practicing.
Sound great.
You're good.
Sound remarkably like Whiskey Myers.
Well, thank you. I hate her guts. No, this isn't me. This is Whiskey Myers.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like a character on Red Dead Redemption.
It does.
You need to go see Whiskey Myers over there in the mountains taking pictures of wildlife.
Tendall.
It's Nine's Rejoin Week. What is this song called for by Whiskey Sour?
Stone.
Or Whiskey Myer?
Ah, it's beautiful. Beautiful Stone? Piece of work. Stone.
Stone.
No D. Just Stone.
One. No D. Oh.
It's got the cadence of Crooked Hang Lows.
Well, I don't like it if it ain't got a D.
Mm-mm.
Right, fat boy? That's right.
The bitch fell off.
Yeah. So what I thought was working up to a punchline turns out to be a real life thing. And that's just the way he is, he being fat boy. I sometimes think at the end of all this whole run, when it's all over, and it could be Monday for all we know.
I know.
Could be.
I think we're going to look back at Fat Boy's character, and we're going to realize that it was all a bit.
Right.
Think so.
I'm not even kidding you right now.
I'll be back to hot tubbing by then. I'll be long gone.
People look at like the life of Andy Kaufman, and they're like, where did was the lines ever blurred? Was he the character, or was it all just, you know, he was just trolling the world? And Fat Boy just, hey, something else. Like I don't believe the life that you describe to us every day.
Yeah, I don't have a Bob Smooter. It's all me. No Doppel G.
I think that you have a Bob Evans. I think that with
good macaroni bowl.
What I'm getting to is that I've never been inside any home that Fat Boy's ever lived in.
Never.
I've never had the address. I've never seen pictures.
Oh, you've had the address.
I did not.
Yeah, you guys did.
I've never known anyone who's been inside any of Fat Boy's homes except the people he's lived with, a.k.a. his family.
Nine found out what street you lived on, but we never had your address.
Oh, you had it.
I didn't. You got it?
I had his current address.
Now?
Yeah.
How?
I'm clever.
It ain't hard to find. He finds all of them. There's pictures, too.
Tell me Paige's
address.
I hate
the internet.
You know where Paige lives.
Caller 13 right now gets Paige's address, 1-800.
Please.
I like the way you used to bring that up, Matt. I've never been to your house.
I never have.
Used to pop up now and again.
Well, I mean... It's more of the, you know, the whole coworker thing. But anyway, so the thing that I thought was a punchline is, I never truly knew for sure if Fat Boy actually lived in Clemson, South Carolina, the town, not the university, but the town. There's a town outside that college, you realize. I never knew that. I thought it might have been part of the character of Fat Boy. Oh, I love Clemson so much, I moved there or whatever.
Yeah, I might have to leave though.
Why?
I love it, man. It's a good spot. And I live in a nice place, but I messed up getting the place, and I can't. It's full, so I can't switch. So I might have to move. Because the thing is...
You're on the lower level, right? You live in a... Don't say. Do you live in apartments? Don't say.
Don't say.
Do you?
Let me tell everybody where I live. That'd be fun.
There's a pool and everything.
Yeah. I got the option... They said you can have 1.5 bathrooms, or you can have a bathroom and a laundry room because they'll convert it. I'm like, I really don't want to do, you know, public laundry. So, you know, make it a laundry room. That's cool.
Well, you ain't kidding. That is one of the best things about, I mean, Tell this to your kids and they'll laugh at you, but one of the best things when you are adulting is having a dryer and washing machine in your home.
Oh, it's, yeah. Dude, it's essential to life.
Not looking down on you if you have to go to a laundromat or a laundromat or have one of them highfalutin services that comes and picks it up at your house.
No, it's the most convenient thing on earth is to have in-home laundry.
You just don't even know. You don't even, I'm a man saying that.
If you've had it and then you didn't have it, it's so good.
I don't even have to do it. I just throw clothes in one spot and they come back clean.
You don't even have to do it.
So I'm like, yeah, you know what? Go ahead and do the laundry room. That's cool.
Yeah.
Save some money in the long run, whatever. Well, something happened over the past. I've been there almost a year. Over the past few months.
You really? It's been that long?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Over the past few months, my bathroom schedule has been brutal. Here,
are you
at home, too much, going a lot. And it's awful. It hurts. It's,
can't stop going.
Yes. I don't know when it's going to happen. Now, keep in mind, I got the one bathroom. So if somebody's in it.
Oh, no. You didn't take a dump in the washer, did you?
No.
Okay.
But I'm always on the clock, man. If somebody's in it, I'm like.
You did it in the dryer.
I wonder how long they're going to be in there. I might have to get in there.
Put it on delicates.
I have to have people announce to me. If they're going to the bathroom, let me know first.
In case you got
to
go first?
Yes. To make sure I don't have to go.
Oh, living with you sucks.
Man, it's rough. Until I found a new little system. But I don't want to do it too much. So, if somebody has to use the bathroom.
Are you hanging out the window?
No.
Oh.
I got a sliding glass door. It'd be hard to do.
My goodness. I know where you're going.
So, if anybody, you know, goes in there for a long period of time, shower or whatever.
Yeah.
And I got to go. This has happened before. I got to get in the car and go to the store.
Yeah.
I got to drive to the store. I can see a store from my house.
Good God.
I drive there and I got to use it. It's a nice grocery store.
In relation to where we are right now, where would that grocery store or that gas station or wherever it is near your apartment home, Fat Boy? Like,
see where that pyramid is right there?
Lou's Chinese Bistro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See right around there. Now,
I was about to make fun of you for not walking there, but we know where my dentist is. I drive across the parking lot to go to my dentist.
Would not make it.
Aw. Yeah.
So I'll get in the car and drive over.
And do you buy something on the way out?
Yeah.
You feel almost the need to, right?
Well, you know, you're passing through. You want some snacks or whatever.
I feel some kind of guilt about that. Like, I went to Spinks the other day and got gas, the one right up here on Garlington. And I had to go in and pee while the gas was going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go in there. And on the way out, like, I wanted to, like, let everybody know, hey, I'm not just coming here to use your bathroom. I'm getting gas out there. I almost felt the need to go buy a drink just to make them realize I didn't just go use their bathroom for free.
Well, I mean, can't they? It's not you use it for free. How many times have you gone in there and done business and like, bought stuff and didn't go to the bathroom?
Yeah, that's true. They owe me some.
That's right.
I should be able to go to Stuart Spinks Estate and use the bathroom at this point.
That's why for the most part, any respectable gas station, the bathroom, you can just go in and use it because you'll be back when you need something. You've been there before and bought stuff and
especially
didn't go to the bathroom.
Very clean restrooms.
Yeah.
I imagine they're.
I'm pretty positive this market knows it's me because the meat guy knows me and he sees me coming in and out.
Oh, you said grocery store.
Yeah.
Wow. Of course you buy something on the way out.
Yeah. The guy knows me and I'm like, hey, man. I don't have time to talk.
I want to watch the surveillance camera. Because I know Fat Boy's fast, brisk walk. And it looks like a, no offense, it looks like a penguin.
Yeah.
It looks like a penguin running real fast.
The feet are angled so
far.
They're
out.
Can I be an adult for a second here?
No.
Can I just lay it out here?
Yeah.
I'll feel awful pains, man. And then I'll go through all these links to go because if somebody's using the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, it's just a really big, awful fart. And that's it. But it feels so bad. I'm like, this is going to be awful.
Oh,
and that's all it is.
I thought you were going to be an adult.
Oh,
that's all it is.
It's like them plaques you see in Gatlinburg. Here I sit. Deeply, what is it? Lonely hearted?
Yeah. I only farted. Yeah.
So something's
so
not
you
right.
Will go to a gas station just to fart?
No, I'll go to a. Hang on a second. Because your half-ass hearing's where details get twisted. That just doesn't happen a lot, but, you know, if somebody's occupying the bathroom, I got to go.
Yeah.
I can see this neighborhood market from my house,
yeah.
So I'll hit it up. The only bad thing about it is the stall door closes, but not the bathroom doors. It's an open breeze, and it gets quiet in there sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Me guy knows I'm in there. I'm sure management knows.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it. And sometimes I'll buy a candy bar or two, three on the way out.
7 or 8.
But sometimes getting there in traffic, man, is, oh.
Giant Skittles.
Do you ever run into the thing where your wife's already washing clothes, but you need something washed? Do you ever use the toilet for that? Just throw in some detergent and just flush it a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, play along, Paige.
Wash it right up.
Never heard of that.
It's awful. I don't know what the feeling is.
I'm glad you haven't had an accident in, you know, trying to get there, like in the parking
lot. No, I thought I was going to.
I mean, that's serious.
What's up with you? Why now?
You need to see a gastrologist.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Sometimes it's just, you know, just feels awful and there's not much going on.
Well, yeah, we had that guy who had to go to the gas station, go to the bathroom because his wife wouldn't let him go at the house.
She wouldn't let him do it at the house.
He called in.
Yeah, see, my wife would say, "Where'd you go?" I'm like, "I went to the store to use the bathroom."
Yeah.
She said, "Why didn't you just wait?" I'm like, "Because I would have painted the wall."
Couldn't wait. But is the wait really, I mean, how close is the store that it's closer than having to wait?
Listen, Mr. Half-Ass Listener. Listen, right there, it's Pyramid.
I can see it.
You know, but you drive there, you walk.
Again, Mr. Half-Ass Listener, you walk. We said that.
Okay, I forgot.
He's over there swapping right.
You know, in a point of desperation, I get what he's saying because I've gone to the store across the street from my house when I couldn't use the bathroom.
I know where you live, and that's not a bad one.
I know where
you
live.
Either.
Yeah, and I would drive to that for sure.
You gotta play Frogger.
When everybody was in the shower or Chris was shaving, I was like, okay, I really have to go, so I'm going.
You have two bathrooms.
I know, but I have a stepson too.
Oh.
So one was in the shower, one was shaving, and we were trying to pack to go. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go there, put my makeup on.
Be damned! I'd say you go shave in front of a hallway mirror. I gotta go.
At one point in my life, it was all right. I was pretty much allowed. Grown man, pretty much allowed one trip to the bathroom in the morning, and then I could shower and get dressed. Otherwise, I had to be very, very quiet. Mm. So there were plenty of times I'd get here super early because I just had to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to unleash hell at the house. So I'd leave and go to the bathroom on the way, or come up here and go to work.
Oh my
god! Or go to the bathroom here.
Come here to go to work?
Yeah.
Wow.
And go to the bathroom.
I love to come here if I'm close.
I love to come here when it's time to go to work.
Yeah. This. I don't know, man. The next place is definitely going to have more bathrooms.
So will you live in Clemson?
Yeah, I'll probably stay out that way. It's cheap.
Clemson's booming, man. I heard the cost of living's going nuts.
Well, if you try to buy a house there, the housing market there is nuts. But if you know you're in apartments or whatever, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a booming area.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to stay out that way, if possible.
Mm.
You just want to you see the tiger paws when you get home.
Yeah, you're just wanting to see Trevor.
Yeah.
Or Dabo.
I don't want him to know about this condition.
Like, what would you do if
that's
you were?
Where see him.
What if you were running? You drove across the street or wherever to use the bathroom, and you got to go real bad. And you're running down the produce aisle, going to the bathroom. There comes Trevor Lawrence out the front door, but you got to go real bad. But it's your one shot at getting a selfie with the quarterback of the Clemson Tigers.
I'll be like, look, you got to wait for a minute, man, or just follow me to the bathroom.
Ask him to come to the bathroom with you. Is what I would do.
What do you want? Do you want to take a picture with him?
No, not really.
You don't take pictures anymore.
I don't like taking pictures.
Yeah, I've noticed that, like, Sergeant Slaughter, just in general, there's no photos of Fat Boy anywhere. He's trying to eliminate photos of himself. It's weird.
Pretty much. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want a picture.
Is it because of all the fecal recognition stuff going on? Or facial?
Both.
You know what, though? I'm not friendly with either of my neighbors because they do not talk. I can't use one of their bathrooms.
Well, no, not the way you're talking. Why would you do that to somebody?
I know. I'm like, hey, let me pop in here for a second.
Excuse me.
And open your sliding door. I know you got a bathroom because I've seen this apartment before you got into it.
The goodest of Samaritan would turn somebody down at the door who wanted to use their bathroom.
That's true.
Oh, good Lord. So you're not moving from Clemson, but you're moving from where you live.
Yeah, most likely. I tried to get friendly with the neighbor.
So it'd help you move?
Well, no, I tried to offer, you know what? I tried to offer him to move his little piece of furniture.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything. He literally didn't say anything. So he backs his car up to his door to pull out a little table to walk it in just so he wouldn't have to talk to me. I'm done. Hell with it.
Hmm.
Other guy's cool. His old lady don't say much. She just walks across the parking lot as fast as she can.
I have one good neighbor. But not to the point where I would go and ask him to use his bathroom or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I should have picked the other bathroom. Wow. I don't do laundry anyway, so why do I care?
Well, it wouldn't take too long anyway. You have 4 t-shirts.
That's true.
I'm going to need more underwear at this point.
I was hoping you were going to be leaving Clemson.
It's just good, man, when you get out there.
Knowing you, you'd be moving to Neverland. Oh, come on. Too soon?
Moving to Neverland?
Awful.
Leaving Clemson, going to Neverland, the Fat Boy documentary series.
He doesn't want to leave Clemson, though.
And I wasn't, you know, allegedly abusing kids either, so.
Boy, is everybody just not having fun?
That's the first place that's
you
so.
Make filthy jokes on Instagram to people, and here I go and say things, and now I'm all Mr.
I didn't know where you were getting at. I was trying to figure it out.
It wasn't trying to infer that about you.
No, it's just a leaving thing, leaving, you know.
Yeah, it was just a cultural reference, a timely cultural reference. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the kids.
Michael's not there anymore. Michael, no. Now it's just a...
I don't know what to do.
I bet Ghost Town looks better than Neverland now. The rides and stuff.
Oh. I hope that's not going on.
It's all been left unkept all these years.
I just have more spots to, you know, add to my list.
I think next time, forego the laundry room and actually ask him if they can put a third bathroom in.
God, you know what? My luck, though, whatever situation I got going on might get straightened out. But I don't know what it is. I can't be forking out big face hundies, you know.
How many times do you defecate per day? Paige? No, Fat Boy.
At least twice.
Yeah.
I sit down more than that.
And it hurts?
Yeah.
It hurts your stomach.
No, below it. It's like somebody stabbing you right below your stomach. It's a sharp shooting. Like, oh, man, I got to go.
Shooting.
Yeah.
What could that be?
Sometimes it's bad gas.
Did you eat a knife?
No.
That is IBS or something. I don't know, man.
I can't drink milk anymore. I found that out.
Go see a doctor.
Yeah.
I can't just be going to doctors.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I have awful insurance.
You've never... No, we don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
You must be on the different tier.
I must be, because I got to pay, you know, all of it, 100% out of pocket.
I got medicine for $2 yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, our insurance is pretty damn good.
Yours is. Because you're a host. I got producer insurance.
We have the same insurance.
It's not any different. Even the homeless board op has the same. He doesn't even have a house to live in. He has health care.
Fat Boy should have a colonoscopy.
Live on the show.
Yes.
What does that entail?
Well, they're just going to look inside and see if you have any kind of polyps that are hurting you. Or if you
we'll
have...
get Mistress Elvira to come in and do it with her electric wand.
They're just going to look. They wouldn't take them out. It's in there. Okay.
Well, if they have to take them out, you'll be grateful.
I know. Don't just go up there and look. Enjoy the view. Get to work.
I'd be pockets that are hurting.
He would rather have a Coca-Cola noscopy.
Coca-Cola noscopy?
There you go.
You know, when they dropped him off at the Grand Canyon, they're like, hey.
I couldn't read the cue cards from here.
Coca-Cola noscopy. That's funny, man. That's funny as hell.
I just can't say it. I can think the joke. I just can't do it.
Ooh.
All right. Well.
Piedmont would love to have you, Fat Boy, and there's plenty of room.
This is where you have to really hate yourself for not making friends in life, because you have no one to help you move.
Yes, I have to, you know.
Yeah. This is where I'm glad you made that decision as well.
I get less stuff.
Really, I am.
Save money.
But when you get like older, you're just going to have to find a place and never plan to move, because there ain't going to be nobody to help. And you sure as hell ain't going to pay nobody.
I know. I got to make it talk and draw. If I can make it talk and draw, I'll be good. I can finally quit.
You don't have fun.
I have fun. Come on. I'm trying to squeeze them down the hall.
Oh, yeah. Well, me too. All right.
Man, people have all kind of guesses. Hernia, diverticulitis.
Yeah.
Like, how would you know if it's a hernia?
You go to the doctor.
Again, money bags.
You might have acute angina. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Paige, what are you working on in the plex over there?
A woman calls 911 to report a burglar in her bathroom. I'll tell you what the deputies found next in your Ice Guys headlines.
Oh, my Lord. That's why Fat Boy sneaking in to use the bathroom for all we know. All right, we'll get to that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman 9. And Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. A woman calls 911 to report a burglar in her bathroom, but that wasn't the case. And I've done something. Have you ever heard something in the middle of the night or whenever you're home and it just scares you and you don't know what it is and you're completely alarmed?
One time.
And it's
no.
Never? Oh, my gosh, I have. I've heard like this awful thing, things crashing downstairs. So I grabbed my shotgun and a can of Lysol from the bathroom. And I racked my shotgun, went downstairs, and threw the Lysol into the living room to see if it was a person. But it was actually someone's cat got in my place and was knocking things off the table and everything.
Did you shoot it?
I almost did. Scared the heck out of me because I just heard things like crashing to the ground.
When you say almost shot it, how close?
Well, I wasn't going to do that, but.
What if you'd thrown the gun at the cat?
I could have.
And then tried to shoot it.
I'm not a good shot you. In the dark.
Take that. Target, now you smell better. You
killed 99.9% of your germs.
So the only reason why I brought in my story is because I feel for this woman. I was kind of in that fear factor, you know? So sheriff's deputies in Washington County, Oregon, received this call from a woman who said someone broke into her home and locked themselves in her bathroom. She told the police that she can see the shadows moving under the door. She was scared.
Don't mind me. I only have one bathroom at home.
Hey, man, they got to blow it up. Don't call the cops. Don't call animal control either.
Well, what was it, her dog or a cat?
Oh, no. It's better than my story. I don't feel so bad. Deputies responded to the scene with their trusty canine officer ready to take down a possible burglar in the bathroom. And they can hear the rustling noises coming from behind the door, but the suspect wasn't responding to any of the commands. And with the hands up, of course, it didn't come out. So with guns drawn, the deputies opened the door, ready to pounce. Instead, what they found was they were met by a Roomba. You know what a Roomba is?
Oh,
those robotic vacuum cleaners that appeared to be trapped inside the bathroom.
I have one and do not use it.
Why not?
Because it sucks.
Well,
I hope to God we don't get a live read for them. But, man, it's a nuisance. It doesn't do the way it does on the internet. Unless you have a room that doesn't have furniture in it, then I'm sure it works well. But it gets caught up under the couch and crap.
Well, let me know when you want to try the Rainbow, and we'll come over to your house and show you how it works.
I don't have $4,500.
No.
Don't cost that much.
All right.
I'm sure they'd let you trade in whatever you do have.
Oh. I don't know what kind of half.
Said that they breached the bathroom and encountered a very thorough vacuuming job. End of story.
Wow. The poor thing. How old was the lady?
I don't know her age, but I feel for her because I was panicked in that situation at night thinking, oh my gosh, someone's in my house. There's things crashing.
Why would you, let me ask you this, Paige, back to your story. Why would you grab the can of Lysol as a weapon, but also a shotgun that you put down the Lysol to cock it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying. I don't know. I was awakened from a sound sleep wearing hardly anything.
Nice.
You know? So I was kind of panicked.
What is that? Hand me my Lysol.
Grab the Lysol from the bathroom. I don't know.
You should have shot the Lysol. It would have exploded.
Well, I thought that, you know, if I threw it, then I would hit something, and then they would think that if it stumbled, I can shoot it. I don't know what I was thinking.
Where were your dogs during this?
They were right by me. I wouldn't let them run to the... I didn't
want
them to run.
Okay.
That's the good question, because, you know, it was my cat with another cat, so they didn't care.
Your cat was down there with the other cat?
Yeah.
And your dogs didn't mess with them?
No. One of them didn't even get out of bed.
We better not leave her side. She has a shotgun and a can of Lysol.
I'm locked and loaded and clean smelling.
Wow. Yeah, it's one thing I don't worry about is what's going on in my house because, dog is on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever's happening, dog is there.
Oh. Dog.
Dog will be there.
Yeah, you're right, because Whiskey would have gone. If it was a human, he would have bolted out of bed, but he's like, I'm not getting out of bed for this. I don't get out of bed unless it's serious.
Yeah.
Is what he says.
Hmm.
So, I feel silly, just like that woman did.
I feel like my dog gets out of bed and goes to check it out if there's a spider walking through the kitchen.
Okay.
Jesus knows.
Then your dog says, get your shine box! You gotta watch good films.
All right. Well, we love Billie Eilish, Matt and I. I like her.
My kid likes her. I like a couple songs.
Well,
she looks like she's a minute from calling a suicide hotline.
Yeah, it's Tourette's. I didn't know that the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she's only 17, which, if you listen, the whole album is great.
She looks sad and just depressed and like
so pretty,
all
though.
Kurt Cobain'd up.
Aren't they all now?
I guess that's the mod look.
Yeah.
It's to look all washed out. Look what it did for Pete Davidson.
Hey, works for me.
All washed out, looking like he died 2 days ago. And he's twirling around with some of the... Well, who's he with now? Pete Davidson?
Olivia Munn, but I'm not sure.
Olivia, no.
I can't place it.
Someone really beautiful.
It's okay that we
ask me at 7:30.
Kate Beckinsale, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So we go.
All right. So Billy didn't realize that the Spice Girls were a legit girl group because she was just thinking of the movie Spice World. She thought that they were just characters in the, you know, singing the music.
Oh, no. I hope she doesn't watch The Dirt. That's one that would be hard to believe, too.
Yeah.
Like, look at those girls putting Tommy Lee in the head scissors like that.
But she says she's a fan because she watched the movie 40 times.
She should listen to him some and, you know, get some inspiration from those pop hooks and stuff.
Do you believe that story, though? Like, if she's listening to the music and saw the movie, Google, and it would pop up. Or is this just a fun little story to put out there?
Probably.
Well, maybe you just think things and you never bother to check. You just assume.
Yeah.
I can't fathom that.
Luckily, I have nine here.
Yeah.
As the fact checker.
Well, yes, I'm a researcher.
It's a fun story.
But yeah, well, I mean, she's a very talented young lady. Was there, you know, more...
Don't look so down.
Yeah, and hook me in. Like, hook me in with a song.
I love the darkness.
Give me a hook in there.
Listen.
Pull me in.
Look.
I do that part on the song. Mm-hmm. That's me that says, listen.
All right, well, here's a crazy story out of Florida with a 59-year-old guy named Andrew Lippi. He lives in the Florida. L-I-P-P-I. He lives in the Florida Keys, lucky man, and he's filthy rich. He has his own private island with a huge estate that's worth $8 million. He also owns a 12-bedroom mansion that he used for 17th season of The Real World that was shot in 06.
Oh, what a claim to fame he has.
Yeah. So he has a lot of money. That I was just trying to tell you how much money he has. But anyways, even though he has plenty of money, on Saturday he was trying to steal $300 worth of stuff from Kmart, of all places.
Jeez.
So he needed the stuff for his new mansion because right after he closed on the mansion last month, he bought two new coffee makers, 8 light bulbs, and a bedskirt at Kmart. And then what did he do? According to the police, he allegedly put all the old stuff in the boxes and tried to return them from the house. So he switched things out, which they check. And
I returned a pair of shoes a couple weeks ago, and normally, if you return shoes, they open up the box, look in it or whatever, maybe look at the soles, see if they're scuffed up. They actually took out a scanner and scanned. They flipped the tongue of the shoe and scanned the barcode in the shoe.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, that's weird. She says, no, you won't believe how many people buy shoes, bring fake shoes back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they'll
really?
Fake shoes that are not the, and that's the whole industry now. So they scan the barcode in your shoe.
Good for them.
When you see somebody selling a bunch of shoes in a parking lot somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And they look like Nikes and stuff, but they're in these boxes with names on them you've never heard of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hikes.
Well, what did he put in the boxes? This is interesting. He was clever if he allegedly did this. He put for the bed skirt, he put a pillowcase in it to replace the light bulbs. He used other light bulbs that he found in the house. And the Keurig coffee maker box, he stuck a basketball in that box.
Maybe that's how he got so rich.
Yeah.
You stick wood in the PlayStation box.
So he claims
it happens.
He did not do it. And someone else must have switched out the product. So now he's facing felony grand theft charges. And he's due in court next week. You've got some explaining to do about that.
What about the time when I bought those? See, this is what I get for trying to buy counterfeit stuff. Remember the time I bought all the DVDs from the guy in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
They're all sealed up. I get them home and open them. There was nothing in those DVDs. Not even a blank one. Nothing at all. It's just, I bought like 15 covers of DVDs. Like, dude, this is a great deal. I figured they were stolen or something.
Yeah.
They were still wrapped up for like $2 a piece.
And you know, receiving stolen goods is a charge.
They were hot.
They wasn't nothing in there. I didn't receive them.
Yeah, you were fine.
I'm going to sue him for selling me counterfeit fake stuff.
You should. All right, we've got another story about someone stealing a motorized cart from Walmart. This is a woman. She stole the cart, and you wouldn't believe where she went. She was hungry. This is a 45-year-old woman in Crossville, Tennessee. Her name is Sally Selby, and she popped into the Walmart around 4 a.m. last Friday to do some shopping, and she decided that she needed to use one of the motorized carts. When, you know, the fancy ones with the basket in the front.
They ain't fancy.
So she told around on it for about 30 minutes. Then she rode out of the store, did a few loops in the parking lot, and drove onto the highway. You go, badass. So several people called the police to report her that she was driving this motorized scooter in the slow lane. The cops obviously were able to catch her.
I spent many a times up in Crossville, Tennessee.
Really?
As a kid. My brother's dad's from up that area. And somebody that works here is from around there, too, so we talk about it a lot.
Crossville.
They have the 127, the Highway 127, the huge yard sale.
Yeah.
It goes from Alabama all the way up to Kentucky.
Oh, the world's largest yard sale, yeah.
That goes right through Crossville. Small town halfway between Knoxville and Nashville.
Wow.
There's nothing going on.
I thought I was actually at the world's largest yard sale one time. I was just in Cross Anchor.
Yeah.
People had a bunch of crap in their yard. So,
easy mistake to make.
She decided she was going to steal this motorized cart to get to the Waffle House, which was about a mile down the road, but didn't make it there.
Oh.
She needed some coffee. Yeah, she was tired from shopping.
Yeah.
It happened.
Can't take those on Swamp Rabbit Trail.
Really?
Mm-mm. No motorized vehicles at all.
Not a one.
You can't even do the scooters that... They're you know those scooters that you get on and you push them and it builds up energy based off you pushing?
Yeah.
You can't even have those because they have a motor in them.
What if you're handicapped, though? Okay. I'm sorry.
You can't do it on Diddle Trail either.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Where's that?
It goes from Easley to Pickens.
Oh. Yeah. Is that what it's really called?
Yeah.
All right. So how gross are you compared to everyone else? Are you grosser than your friends? Well... You may be.
Which friends? Depends.
Any of them. I don't know. I don't know the criteria of your friends.
I don't have any anymore. I've isolated myself, I feel like.
Then you're the cleanest.
I haven't done it on purpose. I just think I've been isolated. I've been put in the corner.
No. not Matt, man. Nobody puts Matt in a corner.
No one puts Matthew in a corner.
Shush.
Close as we can get.
According to this study.
You don't watch it, Paige. We're going to rumble if you don't
stop.
Step
back. According to this, 50% of us go more than a month without changing our sheets. And only 36% of us don't shower every day. And 4% of us regularly wear underwear at least twice before washing it.
Never.
So
ever.
That, you what? Never.
No, not
Ooh,
underwear.
That's just blah.
No. I'll tell you, the grossest thing I ever did as a single man, and I'm disgusted to even admit this right now, and every single part of it's true. When I was single... Many, many moons ago, I got for Christmas what they call a pet egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's this little thing that you clean the bottom of your feet, the dead
That's
skin
fun.
On. Well, nobody told me that you had to take the thing off and unscrew it and do that. So I go in and sit down in the bathtub one night, and I hear some movement. That dead skin turned to maggots.
Oh, no.
Inside my pet egg.
No.
And I, dude, you couldn't get that smell out of that bathroom.
No.
You couldn't do it. I had to move.
I've never heard of such a thing, but I'm glad you told me.
What's more amazing, though, is that should be somebody's science project at school.
Yeah.
You turn your dad's dead foot skin into a living organism. It's amazing.
Isn't it just amazing how you didn't know how they got in there?
Yeah.
How did they get in there?
I don't know. Does that mean that we're part maggots?
I don't
know. I hope Sergeant Slaughter didn't find it.
Because I know in your bathroom there is no window open 24 hours a day.
He knew. He called me a maggot.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Sergeant Slaughter did.
All right.
He's known forever.
All right. So how often do you brush your teeth? 48% say they always brush twice a day, and 38% say once or twice, and depending on the situation.
Yeah. I do it once a day.
I was told two. You don't want to go more than two.
Well, somebody's lying to you because I only do it once.
Once or twice.
No, I do it probably three times.
Fat Boy's been told I do it twice a day.
Really?
Yeah.
After every meal I do.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
I do.
Where's your toothbrush you bring to work with you?
I don't have that one here because it was eaten by my
dog. She uses her shotgun here to
dog
brush
ate?
Her teeth.
She just sprays Lysol
on
her throat.
She got into my purse and ate the whole makeup.
So then you don't.
I don't. I mean, but normally I like to do that here. I have to get a new toothbrush, honestly.
Okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
Raise your hand and put your hand over the Bible right now.
I do, because I get things, I have food pockets, and I get things stuck in my teeth, and I hate it. So.
Food pockets.
You do.
You mean cargo shorts?
No. So do you always wash your hands after the bathroom? 56% say yes, always. 41% say sometimes skip it, and 3% say they rarely wash their hands. You should avoid
it. I think they all work here.
Yes. That's low. It should be 100% saying yes. You go to the bathroom, people. Wash your hands.
I saw the one joker didn't wash his hands, went straight to his car to eat his lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That works here?
Yeah.
All right, then. That is just too much information, and I don't want to. I mean, you have to be raised properly. Didn't your mother just yell at you if you don't wash your hands when you're a kid, and you just have the fear of mom saying, did you brush your teeth, wash your hands constantly?
Nobody paid attention.
Really?
We wasn't germaphobes then like we are now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, my parents, I never went to the dentist till I was 19 years old.
Huh.
God.
That's true, brother. I had a smile like a jack-o'-lantern. I really did.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headline style by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique on Page. And there's your Rise Guys headline.
All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Nine's TSL question of the day. Hold right here, please.
Rock at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called us, Facebooked us, Instagrammed us, tweeted us, emailed, DM'd.
Ran the board.
Let Fatboy use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Everybody had a part of it. We appreciate you. Join us tomorrow morning. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. I get really slobbery when I say 864, I've noticed. 864-241-4318. That's 8, yeah. 864-241-4318. And join us tonight. You can come out and meet me and Nine. We'll be at Tribbles in Piedmont, South Carolina for another Rise Guys P1 Pilsner drink and greet.
Right off exit 35, man. It's really convenient to get to no matter where you are around here. If you're Greenville, Anderson, it's like 20 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have some great food, some great drinks, some live music.
Justin Clyde Williams and the Sugar Skulls Authentic Cajun Food. Man, it's going to be a good time. You don't want to miss it.
Does he have little foam spittoons that you can put on your guitar at home?
I hope.
Something for the merch table.
That's a great idea.
Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fatboy will be in around 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank y'all for listening. Have a blessed day and tickle it, guys, because it is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to find a little.
Ow! The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet Rock.
Bye, baby, bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.